Hey, it's me. Wait, don't close the door. Please, just hear me out. I don't have anyone else to turn to. Thank you. I know I'm probably the last person you want to see right now. I know I wasn't exactly the best girlfriend. Yeah, I was a lousy girlfriend. I treated you like shit by the end of it all. For what it's worth, I'm sorry. You deserved better. No, I'm not apologizing because I need something. I really do regret how I treated you. Fine, okay. I do need something, but... Over the last week, my life's completely gone to shit. First I lost my job, then my boyfriend broke up with me, then he kicked me out. I stayed in a hotel for a few days, but now I'm completely broke. I know that you probably don't care about any of that, but you're the only person I know in this city, at least well enough to come for this kind of thing. I just need a place to crash for a few days, a week at most. No, wait, please don't close the door. I don't have anywhere else to go, please. Come on, I'll cook and clean for you, and I'll stay out of your way the rest of the time. You won't even know I'm here. I know you miss my cooking. You used to love it. And I'm sure your place is a complete mess without me cleaning up after you. You're not sure. I mean, I know I did a number on you, but... Wait, don't know, you can fuck me! That's right. I'll cook and clean for you, the whole domestic bit, and you can fuck me anytime you want. You've not had a girlfriend since we split, have you? I mean, that didn't come out right. What I meant is that you're not one to just jump into a relationship so quickly, and I bet you've not been hooking up with people either. Yeah, you were always too shy for that kind of thing, right? So you were always just more the cautious type. I know it was sort of my fault, but you could end that dry spell. Accept my offer, and you can use me anytime, in any way you like. You accept? Oh, thank God. And what? You want me naked the whole time? But this is so unlike you. I mean, fine. But only if you agree to turn up the heating. I don't want to freeze, and I want to be allowed to wear an apron when I cook. I don't want to burn myself or anything. Okay, yes? Deal. So do you want me to get undressed now? Okay. It's been a while since you've seen this side, I guess. Enjoying the view? Takes me back to the first time you saw me naked. Well, I'm glad I can still get that reaction from you, at least. So, you've got me here, naked. I'm not really sure what I should be doing. You just want me to cook dinner after all that fuss. I mean, sure, I'll get cooking. Okay, that should be ready. Just 10 minutes in the oven and dinner will be served. Oh, I didn't see you there. You don't have to wait around. I can come and call you when the food's ready. You just like checking me out in this apron, don't you? Wait, what are you? I said you could fuck me, not manhandle me and shove me over the counter like this. Ah! You dick! Is this your idea of revenge or something? Oh! It is! You're just punishing me for... Ah! I'm sorry! Ah! Oh! Are you finished? No! But... Oh, please, let me up. Why... Wait, I can feel your cock press. pressing against me now. It's so hard. Are you getting off on punishing me? Fine. Hurry up and fuck me so we can get this over and done with. Oh, God. Fuck. You're going too hard. Too fast. Please slow down. Just a bit. No, that wasn't a moan. No, I'm not enjoying this. Not even a bit. No, please, not so rough. I can't take this. Oh, my hair. You're pulling it so hard. Arching me towards you. Fuck. Oh, God fucking damn it. Fine, I admit it. So fucking hot. So wet. I've never been fucked like this before. Why didn't you fuck me like this when we were together? For once, forget that romance and teasing. Just taking me like you own me. God, so fucking fuck. Own me, yes, keep fucking me like that. Visit the past anymore. It's done, and I'm sorry you know that. Well, something you might not know. A little secret. Oh, you made me wet from that first spank. Really. So, if I ever let you down, don't hesitate to show your disapproval. Your house, your rules, after all. Oh, perfect timing. I'll serve you dinner, and perhaps it was that great fuck, but I'm feeling very appreciative, so maybe I can suck your cock while you eat? Sound good? Good.